Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A very special Thursday appearance from Larry Anderson from our Phillies broadcast. Now, Larry's usually on Wednesdays, but there was a game. And once again, Phil's on one day, you on the next day. Phil's win.
Well, like I said to Jack, I said I would not have answered the phone yesterday.
It's uncanny. Undefeated,
yeah, exactly.
This year, I
yes.
believe. Yeah.
No one. I would advise you not to answer the phone. Yes, we had to keep the streak going, man. Yes.
Real.
Let me ask you this, LA. Specifically for baseball, the attitude of a team when they don't have their best player for an extended period of time. What is the right way to handle that? It's different than football, and it's different than basketball. Baseball with, only being up once every, nine hitters or whatever. What is the right attitude for a team to take into something like this?
We have to pick it up a little bit. I mean, I nothing really needs to be said, I don't think. But guys talk amongst themselves, just whether one player going around talking to others or a couple guys or whatever. But we got to pick it up. We got to do a little more. And to me, that means just, focus a little more. It doesn't mean swing a little harder or run an extra base, keep running until they throw you out. That's not that kind of doing more that we did on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, we saw that.
Yeah, that obviously doesn't work. That's not really doing more. It's not helping anybody. It's doing little more things to help the team. Running into outs is not helping the team. I don't know who said it, Castie or maybe I think Schwarber. Maybe it's not for lack of effort. It's guys are trying. It's just not happening. But sometimes guys think they have to do more than they're capable of doing, and it doesn't mean that. It means it's lock in on yourself. Do the little things. Focus. Concentrate a little more on what you can do to help the team to be better. I think you have to realize that it doesn't mean swinging harder or trying to run for an extra base when you shouldn't. It's basically staying within yourself, but really locking in on doing that. And I think that's what you have to do. Obviously losing two guys, a key guy in a bullpen, Alvarado, it's a huge loss. And Harper, the thing is, you lose one hitter, you should be able, if you got, well, whether you got a big payroll or not. But, if you look at our payrolls, there's a lot of guys that should be doing more than they're doing based on that. And that's maybe it's not fair to correlate it that way, but that's what it is. I think the fourth highest paid team in baseball. One guy coming going down shouldn't affect it tremendously offensively. Is he a big part of it? Absolutely. It's stupid to even think anything else. But the fact that the other guys can't hold it together and score more than two runs a game for a length of time, that's nothing to do with losing your best player. That's just guys just not doing what they're capable. And it's, you know, even if Harper was healthy, maybe they'd still be going through this streak because it's, yeah. I mean, it's just one bat. But, you know, yesterday I think was one of the best games we played this year all around, especially coming out of that streak or that losing streak or slump we were going through. I thought it was a great game we played. We had great pitching. Lizardo was excellent. We hit well, we ran well, we fielded well, and the results, you know, we saw that.
Yeah. Well, listen, we all agree with you on the absence of Harper is no excuse for everybody else to go in the tank and not do their jobs. It's enough good players through that lineup that they should still be able to sort of pick up some of where Harper left off, even though he wasn't necessarily having a great season by Bryce Harper's standards. So, but I will say this, L.A., are you encouraged by what we saw in that three games? I mean, they had double-digit hits in all three games. Not a ton of extra base hits, but they had some. And, you know, he had a few that went over the wall for home runs. Were you at least encouraged by the offense in the lineup through those three games? Because it did seem like they put together a lot of hits in the three games.
Yeah, they did. And it was great to see. I think, you know, coming off of that Toronto series and Pittsburgh and coming home, it was like, oh, man. Now, we faced decent pitching and on those trips, on that trip. And, you know, Colin Ray kind of held us down a little bit. But I think, you know, seeing what they did offensively, just when they had chances, you know, getting some guys in, they got a lot of hits in the first game. Not getting the key hits.
Yeah, a lot of singles.
But when we had guys in scoring position yesterday, we got a couple big hits. Mm-hmm. That's what we were lacking. And, you know, if everybody just gets a big hit here and there, it makes a huge difference in the whole ball game and the way the ball game goes forward. It's just and I think with the confidence for the team and the morale of the team, you know, when you think about it, you think, hey, we don't have Harper. You know, it's no excuse. It doesn't help. I mean, obviously, you'd think it would be better if you had him in there. But, again, the other guys pick it up, and I just think that's what they have to do. Not try and do too much. Don't go up there and try to hit a home run if you're not a home run hitter. Don't go up there, you know, with two strikes. Try and protect. Foul balls up and go the other way. Look the other way. Look to go up the middle all the time, I think, mm-hmm. for the most part. And if you just stay focused on the little things that you need to do right, I think good things happen. But when you think, well, I got to do more, I got to do this, it's like you take your own self out of your own game. And that's, I mean, to me, that was something I thought Lizardo did with his pitching yesterday. He took them out of their game a little bit offensively because he moved some guys' feet, some right-handers. He moved them off the plate a little bit, opened up the outside much better for them. And that's doing a little thing, not trying to do too much. That's just doing a little thing that made him better. And things like that, I think, you know, this team has plenty of talent. You know, the bullpen's, you know, without Alvarado, I think, is a little bit short, not having that left-handed power arm at the back. But, you know, again, it's I think overall, just staying within themselves and not trying to do more than you're capable.
You mentioned Lizardo, who looked great, which was a huge relief yesterday. Mick Abel got knocked around a little bit in his third start. Is there anything you saw different from Abel in that start and something that he can learn from and take to the next one?
I think one of the things for me is that when I see, you know, 96, 97 on a sinker that's letter high, I'm like, where does the sink part come in? What's that? I mean, a sinker up high is not a sinker. It's just it's a fastball that maybe runs in a little bit on a right-hander away from a left-hander, but it stays on an even plane, which makes it very hittable. The one thing I don't think it was by design. I think he just was unable to get the ball down at the knees. But there's two ways to move the hitter, I think, to keep him off balance. Is using the outside part of the plate and the inside part of the plate, and also using the knees and using the letters. And he's pretty good going in and out, but up and down, everything was like mid-thigh, high, and above. And when hitters, you know, when they see a fastball coming in there, and they don't have to look down. If it's down, they just spit on it. They're going to look for something, you know, mid-thigh to the belt. For me, those were always nitro zones, and I generally didn't get those pitches back. And I think, well, he didn't get a few of his back either because of where they were. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think I like his aggressiveness, but sometimes you have to think about throwing downhill and throwing ball down at the knees and get the hitter's eyes going up and down, not just back and forth. And I think it made a difference in his first two starts. And if you know, he's got the power to pitch up there, but I think guys that pitch up in the top of the zone, they can do that if they're 98, 99, 100, obviously consistently. But you get, you know, 94, 96 in that area, and he was in there a lot, like 95, 96. Those are hitters have adjusted to that velocity. That's really nothing for them. It's not 99 is a big difference. 98 to 95 to 98 is a big difference. Those 3 miles there at that velocity. And so if you can't get their eyes going up and down and make them think about down, like if you think about a ball coming in at the knees, you don't see, well, put it this way. The ball's coming in high, you see the whole ball, right? The ball's coming in low, you see the top of the ball. It's not eye level. So you're hitting a fraction of the ball when it's down low, you're hitting the whole ball when it's up high. And it's just common sense. And again, I harp on this, but I don't know if it's analytics that goes against it. But I'll take my eyes over analytics when I see 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 hitters walk away bitching to the umpire about a pitch is low when they get called out on the knees. Castellanos done it twice in the last 3 games, twice before yesterday. Called out on pitches, borderline strikes at the knees, but they're on the line. Like they split the bottom line, and that's a strike. It's the bottom of the knees is part of the strike zone. And they complain about it time and time again. Both teams, hitters, they bitch about that pitch to the umpire, and they walk away, and it's a strike. And it's why can't we get guys to pitch down at the knees more? It just baffles me to no end. And there's some really good pitchers and some young pitchers that are starting to do that. Skeens does it a lot. Now, he can go up top, too, with the best of them. But he also pitches down low, pitches at the knees. And it's just, I think that's one thing that makes him so effective. He's up and down, in and out. He's all four quadrants or all four directions. And that's a huge difference. I think if Mick can figure that part out, I think it would help him tremendously.
LA, it feels like we're having some PTSD here back to when Chris Young was the pitching coach talking about Eflin. Like Eflin had to go to the bullpen or sent down or whatever. Him and Chris Young couldn't get on the same page.
And that's Eflin said. I mean, literally came out and said, "I got to pitch my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a high ball pitcher." But it was, and that was the analytics saying you got to pitch up in the zone. It's like, no, you don't. What a sinker doesn't sink. So why are you throwing a sinker up above the belt or belt high and above? Why? Well, I don't understand that. The sinker you want to throw to get a ground ball. That's generally what you throw a sinker for. You don't get a ground ball belt high and above, generally, mm-hmm. but it's not sinking. And so if you're throwing at the belt and above, that should be a four seamer all the time. I don't know why. I mean, Alvarado did it. He threw sinkers up, you know, 97 miles an hour up in the zone. Why are you throwing a sinker up there? It's baffling to me, but I don't know. It's, but that's what Eflin did. Eflin said, yep. "I'm not pitching that way. I'm, you know, he's $40 million richer because he went it, did it his way, what he thought was the right way, and it was the right way for him." So, I think you know maybe sometimes guys got to rethink that part a little bit.
So I want to ask you about because Kirkring feels like he's kind of taking a step forward here. Speaking of sinkers, kind of, you know, they're running in on righties. It's good to see. And then yep. Strom, what are you seeing from Strom? Because it kind of looks like the ball's dead a little bit. What are you seeing from Strom?
It's not coming out. I think lately it's been better, but it's not coming out of his hand the same. I don't know if it's it looks like his velocity's back for the most part. Maybe not, you know, 94. Like to me, it just seems like he was 94 pretty consistently. 94. And he wasn't, he uses the top part of the zone. I think he hides the ball well. And I think making mistakes over the plate, which he just, even if it's up, but he's usually in and out. He's just making mistakes, I think, more than anything. With him, it's just location, like over the plate more, maybe not elevated as much, and they're just getting a better look at it. I think, to me, if I'm a hitter, I'm looking up high with him all the time. I'm not expecting anything down low because he generally doesn't pitch down there. And I think I think hitters are, he's another guy I think would benefit from throwing a couple pitches down in the zone and then going up, because he lives up there, and you can't argue with his numbers for the last couple of years, you know, that he's pitched here. He's been very successful, but if you lose a little bit of velocity, I think you have to be a little bit more fine with your command. And that's one thing I think needs to be talked about more, is not just, because you talk, like Abel was talking about, well, I had pretty good velocity, or maybe Topper said it. Abel had pretty good velocity and he was spinning the ball good. Like, let's talk about location. Let's put that at the forefront versus velocity and spin. But again, I don't know if that's the way it's being taught today. But I'll take a guy throwing 92 that can paint anywhere in the zone, versus somebody throwing 96, 97 that's not real sure where it's going.
All right, LA. Well, let's go get another series win this weekend. Keep stacking them. Appreciate you coming on a day late, and yeah. we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, LA.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And thanks for the win.
Yeah, yes, no, thank you for the win. There he is, Larry. You know, L.A. said something there. He always talks about keeping the ball down. And I get it, by the way, like, you know, because when I'm watching the games. But he said something there that made a lot of sense to me, is that when the ball is lower, you're only seeing the top of the ball. When the ball is higher, you're seeing the whole ball. And it makes it a little bit easier to barrel up when the ball is higher. You know what I mean? Like, it makes a lot of sense. When I'm watching the games, I'm like, just maybe it's because I've watched too much Castellanos, but I'm like, just throw a low one outside.
I did see you tweet yesterday that if you got a 3-2 against Castellanos, you could strike him out.
I absolutely could. I'll just throw it way outside.
Why are you always monitoring Spike's tweets,
man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this one was sent to me. This was not.
Oh, oh really? Who yeah. sent it to you?
Somebody sent you a.
Who sent me
Somebody
Spike's...
sent you Spike's tweet?
Wow.
Hmm. Might have been Angelina.
Oh, okay.
Might have been Angelina.
Well, I was front.
If somebody's sending you a tweet, are they second guessing what Spike is saying?
Or it could have just been a funny thing, like oh, maybe okay. to bring up on the show.
Oh, okay.
Well, right, would it be second guessing if Spike could strike out Cassie
Austin?
Well,
I really couldn't strike. Well, all the responses were, okay, Elliot, or whatever. But my
you
point,
are an Elliot wannabe. Many well, have said that.
My point was, it's 3-2, and I'm like, you know, I love, again, I do truly love Casty, but it's 3-2, and I'm like, well, they're going to throw him a breaking ball low and away, and he's going to swing at it. And that is exact. And you saw him knowing he shouldn't swing.
Yeah.
Because he tried to check it, but the he needs to swing at that ball. He just, like, he needs to swing at it.
If I can be honest, it's the one thing about being a hitter that I'm always like, how do they not see that ball is way out of strike zone right, where it's going?
I know.
But obviously, if you're in a batter's box, it's a lot harder to be able to tell that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But just watching it from the game, I'm like, that ball was low from the jump.
Well, and a lot of times, Jack, you could correct me, you sort of have to guess what you think the pitcher's going to throw.
Right.
If I'm Casty, like at this point,
you should expect a low and away.
You know what I mean? Like, unless the bases are loaded and if it's full count and they
walk
you.
They got to throw you a strike.
Yeah, they have to throw you a strike, but, you know, I'm never throwing Casty a strike in that situation.
No.
Yeah.
I think the thing about pitching up and why it's changed so much is really, I think, to combat the launch angle movement. Because
you can launch from lower.
If you can get it above the swing path consistently, it's harder for these guys to square up. I think that's why they are pitching so much more up in the zone now.
But then I think LA's point, and what I would wonder too, is when you're, I understand that on a fastball, but on a sinker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a mistake.
Huh?
You know what I mean? 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get back into Jalen coming up. What do you think, Jack? You want to talk about Jalen?
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, we also got Broads.
Oh, we got Broads too.
And we have a U.S. Open update.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got a lot going on, man.
Are we
going
to get to Jalen?
But you said we're overrating what he did last year.
And again, overrating what he did last year.
Yes.
Which people seem to be missing the question sometimes. Sometimes. Now we got to break the whole resume.
What do you think happened?
Well, you got to say, when you say last year, people, what do you think people are focusing on last year?
I think they're looking at the one game.
Or the postseason for sure.
Yeah.
Well, then it's only two games.
Let me, quick question for both of you. Let's say.
They're not focusing on the regular season.
Let's say.
Yeah.
The dagger doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The dagger doesn't happen. Right. And the Eagles win, you know, they score 3 points there instead of seven.
They have a defensive MVP.
Yeah. I wonder what the convo is. Do you think it's that different than it is right now? He doesn't win MVP, blah, 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 blah. Or do you think it's generally the same conversation, just, you know?
I think it's, you know what?
You think it's the same?
I think it's the same conversation.
What do you think, Jack?
I think it's the same conversation.
Same convo. If the dagger never happens, he doesn't win MVP. So
our points would be a lot more valid, I think, in most people's eyes.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, even though it's 24-0.
So you think everybody's hanging on the Super Bowl MVP?
Well, no, it's just like, I think people think that that's their ticket to the golden chocolate factory, the Willy Wonka. There's your golden ticket. Yeah, he's elite now. Yeah. No. Like,
well, hold on. That does put him in the elite group.
215.
215-592-9494. Broads joins us next.
Oh, man. Are we going to bring his little Hurts points?
Oh, yeah. Hurts, my guy.
Do you think he's watching Hurts highlights getting ready for this?
Getting all revved up.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, watching the tush push. Does that make him want to, you know, push some weight around?
Lighten up a fatty, man. Watching Hurts highlights. Dad of the year over there. Broads, and we'll get a U.S. Open update from Mike. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson, one of the true goats of the Beach Boys, 82 years old. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, we weren't on the air yesterday at 3:30, and we normally do Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30 on Wednesdays, but we were ordered by station management that if it gets...
Rod's biggest project.
Yep, is we got to get it on Thursday. So our guy's here. What's up, Broads?
Wow.
Look at him.
Oh, you got the Jalen Hurts jersey on?
Yeah, you are
up there, Rhodes?
Whoa, the best quarterback in franchise MVP.
Shut his hole.
Exist. I mean, this is hell of a topic today, fellas. Hell of a topic.
Best quarterback. So you think he's better than Donovan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
This guy just wins.
Yeah.
He just wins. All right.
All you guys are doing a stupid bit. That's what everyone
Lamar
is doing.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow. All this nonsense. How about you take the Super Bowl MVP trophy and shove it right up their ass?
I feel like I'm in the Truman Show, and everybody at Michigan, like
it's an underrated movie.
Yeah, everybody's like, let's see if we can make him crazy by not addressing the topic at hand. Just keep saying the same things over and over again. See if it'll explode.
Oh, well, man. I listened to a caller, and he said, outside of winning, what does he do? Are you dumb?
It's not tennis!
Just all the quarterback!
It's not tennis! There's a whole team! If I was on his team, I would feel so disrespected by you. If I was, honestly, Broach, if I was Saquon Barkley, if I was the offensive line, if I was Quinion Mitchell, if I was Zach Bond, A.J. Brown, I would be like, wait a minute, he wins? What the hell did I do? If I was Lane Johnson, I'd be like, you know what? I'm looking through history. Actually, I just win. I just win. Like, you guys, you take these team victories and you assign them to the one frigging guy. It's insane.
No, I disagree. I think there's so much credit to go around. I think the Eagles are a tremendous organization where there's winning everywhere. But Jalen Hurts is the quarterback. It's the most important position in the sport. And he plays a role in the winning double-digit games in a row.
And they ask him to do less than any quarterback in football. They ask him to do less.
Nobody can just get plugged in with this team and automatically win a championship. Jalen wins. People say others elevate their teammates. Jalen's walking into the NovaCare complex alone, pushes the bar through the roof.
God, you are.
He carries himself, and they go in there.
Well, hold on.
Because
hold on. He elevates them because of the way he carries himself. So you're telling me, Broads, and this is where we get crazy. This is where we get crazy. So you're telling me, the guy who the organization publicly leaked all over the place wasn't a good enough leader. You're telling me the guy who got a visit from the head of security and the defensive end during the bye week talking to him about being more of a leader. That specific guy is leading the whole team because of how he carries himself.
Yes, there's no doubt about it that way Jalen Hurts carries himself is why the team is elevated. The way he's someone that is just when he speaks, you get drawn to him. And you can see around the globe.
He doesn't talk! He doesn't even talk to his teammates, bro.
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. I talked to Reed Blankenship when I filled in for you. That man said, number one, woo-wee! He talks, we listen. That aura, it's unbelievable. That's what I'm saying, baby.
He's never even met Jalen Hurts. All right. Are we going to do Flyers in 50? There we go.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Players do playing through some injury, got a stiff neck, woke up, didn't feel good, slept on it wrong, but I'm still here, damn it. Gotta stand up for my quarterback. Let's appreciate the Stanley Cup Finals though, huh? 2-1 right now, Florida. Talk about a gritty squad, greasy, tough, physical brand of puck. That's the goal, Danny. You better be focusing it on how Sam Bennett plays, just rocking guys at the blue line, giving them a big check, turning it over. Now he's on a breakaway and buries. It's unbelievable the way that he mucks and grinds in front of the blue paint. It's crazy. But what pisses me off is that GM in Florida, Bill Zito. We had a chance, and instead they went with Chuck Fletcher. Chuck, I'm gonna burn this franchise down to the ground. Chuck Fletcher. We could have had the guy that's winning championship to go into 3 straight cup finals, but we don't have him because we had Chuck Stupid Fletcher.
You okay, buddy?
You, why are you out of breath again?
Yeah, it's again, you and Daryl Morey. Always out of breath.
I mean, these are just, they're great people. I mean, Daryl Morey, myself, according to your standards, Daryl Morey, then I mean, I'm just riding the high then.
So we got some news. The draft party's still happening, right, on the 27th, but we're having it at a different Chickies and Pete's now?
Yes, due to popular demand.
Mm-hmm. We need a bigger space.
Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro, New Jersey, my native land. We are hitting the South Jersey markets. You know that. Listen, I understand that I'm a passionate Philadelphia sportsman, but South Jersey is my heart, and people were calling.
Yeah.
People were banging on the
makes
door.
Sense. It makes sense, bro. It makes sense.
Said, hey, it makes South sense. Jersey, baby.
Yeah.
So in Glassboro, right on Rowan Boulevard there at Chickies and Pete's, we got our Puck It Up draft party.
That's not too far from us, Spike.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's natural. You can count if I... Now, I have not been given an invitation, by the way. when this was announced, I wasn't given an invitation. I wasn't given an invitation.
Well, initially, this was done, supposedly being done on the day that we were working.
Yeah, the day...
At Chickies and Pete's, yeah.
So this is June 27th, starts at 7 o'clock, right? Is that when we're starting? Okay.
Yep.
At the Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro. If I get an invite, even though it's not even where I'm going to be working, I will go, but only if I get an invite from the host of the party.
Okay, how about this? Because next week... We'll be 1 week out. Next week, we will determine one Spike Eskin is allowed through the doors.
Unbelievable. All right. Thank you, Broads. When are you on WIP again?
Tonight. And I think I might talk about Jalen.
Okay. Tonight, right after us, or are you on late night?
11 o'clock.
Yeah,
late night. So we'll be... Oh, dude, by the way, I think Herb's on the hold for you.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jack.
Yeah.
First off, those pictures, holy hell. Holy hell.
Oh, he's sending me shirtless selfies on the beach. Yeah.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's amazing. All right. And two, I caught him as he was coming back from the airport in Columbia at 2 a.m. last night. The wildest 15-minute phone call of my life. Good luck. I'm just saying.
All right.
Luck.
Thank you, Birds. Wait a minute. Herb is back from Columbia now.
Yes.
So he survived Columbia.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, Columbia. You think there was any doubt our guy?
Like, huge doubt, actually.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Jeez. All right. Well, we will get to that, but...
Oh, yes, right.
We are in... there's a golf major happening, which means you have to get the update from the foremost golf expert at WIP.
And now, Ike Reese on the U.S. Open.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I tell you, such a great, great golf tournament. I got to tell you, Spike.
Yes.
The U.S. Open might be the hardest one to win.
Is that because of all the high grass?
High grass. You know, it's usually played at a golf course that everybody isn't necessarily familiar with. They get to play there every once in a while.
They move it around? It's not always at the same place?
Not the same course.
Okay.
Come on, Spike. Jeez, just lock in.
I don't know.
Although, Oakmont, I believe, I heard this correctly, has hosted it more than any other golf course.
Yeah, they just had it in 2016. Your boy was there.
So you know what? I'm learning that Pennsylvania is becoming a great golfing state.
Mm, yeah.
We just had the Truest.
Yeah. Tough courses.
Yeah, then we got the PGA Championship next year. Huh?
Please lower your voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We got the PGA Championship next year.
Wow.
And then we got a U.S. Open at Marion.
Wow.
In 2030.
Oh, wow.
And hopefully we're all still employed by then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, as I look at the leaderboard, that is a long time.
Yeah, I could be dead.
It's only 5 years.
Well, it could happen to anyone at any time.
It's true. Not a lot has happened on the leaderboard. Although Sam Burns continues to climb, he's one behind J.J. Spahn right now. How about Sungjae Im? He's in there. He's a pretty good golfer. Siwoo Kim. Now, was it Siwoo Kim that won last month, or was it Minwoo Lee?
This is our expert.
This is true.
Yeah, I don't know.
The names, never mind.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka has moved into the top five.
That MF-er.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka, top five. Patrick Reed, who's also a major winner, he's in the top five at 2 under.
He had an albatross, Ike.
You know what an albatross is?
Is that when you go over five?
It's pretty good, Spike.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's what a five is.
No, I got a 2 on a par 5.
Oh, I thought that's an eagle.
You got 3 on a par 5.
Oh, an eagle is 3 on a par 5.
No, I got 2.
That's an eagle.
That's 2 on a par 5, yeah.
He got a 2 on...
Albatross was over.
Yeah, why don't they give a bad... Why do they give it a bad name like Albatross?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I think you're wrong, too.
I might be wrong.
That's a double eagle. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, you're a moron.
It's clearly a double eagle.
You're a moron. Wait, hold on. It is. It's a double eagle.
Hold on.
I play golf video games. I play the Tiger Woods game.
I want to take a deep breath. Everyone.
Wait, was I right? You wrong?
Might have been right.
Yeah, no, you were right. That's why I'm saying, it's 5 shots.
Yeah, you're an albatross.
So what is that?
It's a double eagle.
No, I think I'm right.
Look, dude.
It's a double eagle, dude.
2 under par is an eagle. 3 under par is a double eagle.
Yeah, but it was on a par 5.
It's still a double eagle.
It's still a double eagle.
There's no way you can get a double eagle. You can't get a double eagle on a par 4.
It's called an albatross.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm going to look this up.
And you almost caused me to get excited doing the
read. I'm right. Yes. Yeah, I'm right. Thank you.
Are you right?
Yeah.
All right, tell us in the chat.
He's right.
He's right?
An albatross is also known as a double eagle. They're the same thing.
Oh, well, everybody's right.
Yeah, there we go.
Look at that.
We were wrong for questioning you, is what you're saying. Yes, all right.
It's a bad name, albatross.
It really is.
Yeah.
Albatross
is bad.
Albatross is definitely a negative connotation.
Yes, I'm changing
it. I thought this was turning into our conversation before the show again. Kind of sound like an idiot. I was like, I don't think I'm wrong.
We're not bringing up that conversation.
Come on, man.
Are we done?
Yes, we are. Yeah, he's ruined the whole thing. Yeah.
I didn't ruin anything. It's just called hashtag knowing the game.
That wasn't one of our best golf updates. Yeah,
I actually think that was kind of a good one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Wondering why Jack didn't take the actual question of the show and put it on Twitter.
You know how that would have gone.
I know.
Hold on, what am I missing?
Well, no. The question on Twitter is, who was the face of the 24-25 Eagles? Saquon Barkley at 76.3%.
Yeah.
I was joking with Jack that he didn't put, do we overrate what Jalen Hurts did in 2024 on Twitter.
The blogs that'd be written. Can you believe that WIP did it again?
Oh, slow news day.
Slow news day.
Oh.
Is it? He won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, imagine thinking this.
215-592-949. Rios in North Philly.
Oh, my God.
You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, buddy?
That's what keeps me from joining that side completely.
Oh, really?
It's yes. The mocking of it, yes.
Yep. What's up, Rios?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? You know what I mean? Like, what y'all just said, of course. You know what I mean? Of course, Saquon Barkley is the face of the 2024 Eagles. He would have been the MVP in the league. He would have broke the record. He would have did it. It was a great, phenomenal all-around year as a running back. So definitely it was him. But let's get into this topic. So I see things, you know what I mean? It's a great country. Everybody got their own opinions, you know what I mean? And it seems like sometimes we do stuff like this. We looking at the shiny stuff, the material stuff, but instead of looking at the person or the person that shines. It's just like Jalen Hurts to me. It reminds me. It's like if I put it together like a back in the day, like a grandmother, like the grandmother I had who passed away in 08. Keep the family together. Could do all things. And a lot of times you never really appreciate her like that until she's gone. Or in other ways where we're looking at instead of the natural beauties, we used to have natural beauties in the 90s. Oh, my God.
Oh, amazing. Man, I tell you.
But we're looking at these Instagram filters that they use and all
the BBLs everywhere, man. BBLs everywhere.
They don't know anything about Kathy Ireland.
Exactly. So there you go. My point is playing that is like Jalen Hurts and then Josh Allen and all these other folks. Let me tell you something, man. This man as a quarterback, as a leader, has many areas. The biggest thing that anybody could talk about, no, he don't have no arm like Dan Marino, Josh Allen, or certain ones, arm certain that way. Mm-hmm. Well, or Joe Burrow. Let me not say Josh Allen, because to me, I don't believe you could put Josh Allen on this team. There's three people, Pat Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, and maybe Joe Burrow that you could put on this squad, but definitely the first two I said to win the Super Bowl. He has many freaking areas, and he's always working on his game, doing great. I'm very appreciative of all that. The postseason, you cannot doubt that stuff. And you know what? Let me tell you something. He kicked Pat Mahomes' ass twice in the Super Bowl, the one that they call greater than Dan Brady. And you know what you think about Brady? Brady went arm wasn't nothing like no Pat Mahomes, whatever. But what was Brady's greatest thing? His freaking passion, his mentality. He's getting there early at work, making stuff happen, talk his ish, whatever. Intangibles in a lot of ways and still make stuff happen. Two Super Bowl appearances. He would have won both if it wasn't for no sucker nut ass, what's his name? J.G. Gannon. Nut ass defense at the end, not having people in positions as it was. Would have won both, but hey, they didn't win that. And he would have had MVP
in that game
as well.
Yep.
Look, man.
They almost gave it to him even though they lost Rios. They still almost gave it to him.
Look at that. And this is what I'm saying with the appreciating things. It's like, yo, they talk about guys with talent. Oh, this guy got this talent. Hold on, let me tell you something. Them quarterbacks y'all mentioned, yeah, you know I mean, the ones who haven't won nothing or even won, they had talent. Josh Allen had opportunities. Oh, what's his name? The Baltimore Ravens cat. Opportunities after opportunities. But you know what? It's just that one thing. When it's like, F you, I'm going to kick your ass and win. I am the best. Locker. Y'all cannot mess with me. They don't have that, huh? They don't have that. All we're talking about is maybe zipping or some type of arm, and he's always working on it. And let me tell you something, man. Don't, WIP, afternoon, let's not put ourselves helping out that sucker, Chris Sims, a straight sucker, living off of two Super Bowls that his daddy won. Huh? He's a straight nut.
Makes a lot of sense.
He sucks, man. That dude, all that stuff.
himself. And you know what? I remember he said something that if Jalen Hurts do this, he wasn't really going. But you know what? He just don't want to be wrong. He's acting no accountability and just one of them type of creatures who no matter what, ain't going to apologize. Going to apologize. We do other little sucker things just to apologize. And another thing, gentlemen, y'all talk about Jalen Hurts, right? You know what I mean? Y'all talk about Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley. Oh, Jalen Hurts need a talent? Last I know, Saquon Barkley didn't do nothing with the offensive line at the New York Giants. So obviously, Saquon Barkley, and I love Saquon Barkley, needed an organization and an offensive line like ours. So it ain't about everybody. Think about this. Jalen Hurts know how to use his talent. He's the one getting the ball there. He's getting the ball in a person's hands, and at the end of the day, he's working on situations. Well, if I got to run and they can't get
Rios,
it, so what? I'm not going to be no sucker and get in no way because somebody's mad because they didn't get the ball.
But Rios. Okay. So Saquon Barkley got this offensive line, and behind this offensive line, and I know them winning the Super Bowl was the ultimate goal, but when we talk about Saquon's year, we all brag about it, he ran for more yards than any running back in the history of the NFL in a year behind this offensive line. We always talk about that. When we talk about Saquon's performance, we talk about his talent, the yardage, the touchdowns, the explosive plays. So why, when we talk about Jalen, is it, when we talk about stats from other quarterbacks, we're like, well, those are just stats. That's just talent. But with Saquon, and he got behind this offensive line and he produced. Like, where is the, like, when we question Jalen, it's about the production. It's not about the winning. It's not about the other things.
And you know what? Roger, what you say, y'all had points in certain things, but I like it in a way where Dawkins put it as in ways where it's like, okay, be more consistent in it because nobody can say nothing when it's time, when it's big games and it's time to play. Okay, be more consistent in that. You know, there's stats and stats, whatever. But this guy, what I'm talking about, is it feels like not appreciating. Like I said, same thing. Scrolling on Instagram and looking at the fake stuff when the natural stuff is right there. When that woman who does everything, but then maybe not be appreciated and she does everything to hold everything down. That's all I'm looking at. Being appreciative that he has something that, you know what? I don't like hearing even Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, opportunities. I'm not taking them and putting them on this freaking team because you know what? We talk about, like, I think Jalen Hurts elite, but we act like he ain't elite. So if he wasn't elite, then how the hell he used what he had and still won the Super Bowl? And it was all coaching. It's team. Everybody wins. Most important thing. But if he sucked, the way how people kind of like make it sound like, he's just Jalen Hurts and he just whatever. No, because you know what? You couldn't put any of these mediocre or the ones who just shiny, who got BBLs and whatever, on this freaking team to then win the freaking game.
Brought it home.
I'm not the person who's out here, you know me, not kissing Jalen Hurts' ass or anybody, whatever. I'm just speaking what I feel, which is facts and appreciative. You know what we need to do? We need to always be on Bryce Harper's ass. That's what we need to do. That's exactly what we need to do. And I hope you're listening, Bryce. Huh? There's still more to do. Stop and freaking finish. Focus on that. Eagles got the championship. Jalen Hurts did what he got to do. So the number one guys on these other sports teams in our freaking city need to do something. Be appreciative of that. He got paid. He got paid and he got worth what Jalen Hurts had. Bryce Harper got paid here, and at the time, I think he was the most paid, whatever, at the time, maybe. Do what y'all got to do. Be appreciative, and you know what? Step to the plate. All it is just step to the plate, man. We kiss certain people's ass and other people, whatever. That's the only thing. Appreciate what's right there that you freaking have. People always want to say, they ain't got no real excuses, but it's almost like, Jalen Hurts, like he mediocre. Like, man, this dude is always working on something. Tom Brady wasn't all great on the arm, but, man, he's getting stuff there. Jalen Hurts is still working, and I don't even think he's at his best yet. He's at his best yet. Gentlemen, I love all the peers. I love hearing it. I just have to put my stuff out there And it's something for y'all to think about. You know what I mean? The shiny stuff. Looking on Instagram. That grandmother who held the family down no matter what. Mm-hmm. Because when my grandma passed, the family still ain't the same.
Still ain't the same.
But when she was there, we were all together.
Yep.
That's how I look at it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, Rios.
Love you, Rios.
All right, man.
Love y'all.
There he is. Nobody cares about stats until we talk about Saquon's record. And then all of a sudden we care about stats.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
So there was a rumor today that the Sixers had inquired about trading up to number two.
Going to get Cooper Flagg.
With the San Antonio Spurs. Theoretically, I would think that would be about Dylan Harper. Joining us next, the great Kevin O'Connor. We will get his thoughts on Ace Bailey, on Dylan Harper, on all the VJ Edgecombe, all the guys that the Sixers have been linked to. And his new mock draft actually has the Sixers taking a center, trading back to seven and taking a center.
Oh, man, that sounds
you
like
definitely a... don't want that to happen.
Well, actually, I think it'd be fun.
From an argument standpoint?
Oh, sports radio? Conversation?
Oh,
yeah,
be must-listen radio.
The Sixers are back, baby. Right. Take the center.
We will talk to KOC next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.